here. And someday when I'm 90, she's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything to me. Yeah, she's everything.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, we're now into the 7 o'clock hour, and for most of you, you should be up and ready to go for a Friday work day. I know it's not too exciting, especially when the temperature is going to be this nice, 78 degrees later on today, mostly cloudy. Maybe you have a chance to get off work early today. I'd take it, that's for sure. About 58 degrees right now. Some wispy clouds out there. Not a complete cloud cover, but showing signs of that. Most of that should stay broken up, and we will have some sunshine today. Watch out for those deer this morning. They are a little more active than they have in the past week or so that I've seen. On my way into work, passing by the Sawyer County maintenance, the road garages, I saw 6 deer on the sides of the road. Never that early in the morning have I seen that many deer. It's just been crazy. But I think the warmer temperatures got them up and moving around. So just be wary of that as you head out the door. They still might be out there or later on this morning. All right, let's get back into some great country music here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Oh, yeah. Gonna enjoy the day. Even if you're at work, get outside for lunch if you can.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Come on.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Girl, you gotta listen, don't you know he ain't worth missing?
Oh.
enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music. Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Tear it up till all the pain
truck. I leave that radio play, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave. But that flag is stolen where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck.
Okay, for any band member in the Kazoo band, you need to have your vocal cords ready to go because, yes, this is a humming song. Your kazoo is a humming instrument, but you need to practice. You need to get your vocal cords going. And, of course, then we also have to sit up straight in our chairs or stand if you'd like. And then, of course, get your camera ready. Yes, I want you to do a selfie video of you playing in the background. So we're going to do a warm-up here. Are you ready? Here's our warm-up. Keep it going. One more stanza. Yeah. There you go. Deep breath. Oh. Breathing control is the key here, people. And again, if it's not that you're kazooing out of tune, any tune is fine as long as you're participating, okay? But you get prizes for participation. So are you ready to start over again? This time, I want you to hit record on that phone camera and, of course, point it at yourself. Are you ready? Here's a freelance. Now you're saying, Mark, I don't have a kazoo. I can't participate. Well, yes, you can. You can hum along. But if you haven't found a kazoo at maybe the local dollar store or the other, retail markets, I have one here for you. Yep, just send me a text message through the Civic Media app, and I will set aside a kazoo for you, but you got to come pick it up. It's not a delivery thing. It's a pickup thing here at our 3rd Street address, okay? So use the Civic Media app, send me a text message, or I'll give you the phone number here in a minute. Ready? Here we're going to do one more time. Mm-hmm. going. Keep it going. Breathing control. I ran out of breath. These woodwind instruments are really difficult to play. All right. If you don't have a kazoo, send me a text message at this number, 715-624-7889. I will send you a kazoo. From WHSM.
Muskie 101.
Fall into the end of summer with a trip to Tamarack Farms Pizza and Winery. Enjoy wood-fired farm pizzas, crisp, fresh salads, and the best barbecued ribs in town. Sip on their delicious wine slushies made with real fruit juice. Just 8 miles east of Hayward on County Highway B. Tamarack Farms is now open with new fall hours, Thursday through Sunday, 4 to 8. Follow Tamarack Farms on Facebook or at tamarackfarmswinery.com. Good times, great food, only at Tamarack Farms.
Come to downtown Hayward on Saturday, September 20th for the 40th annual Fall Festival, presented by Northern Lakes Cooperative. From 9 to 5, shop local vendors, enjoy live music, and taste the flavors of fall. It's a full day of fun in the heart of Hayward. Special thanks to sponsors Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, Woodland Developments and Realty, Don Johnson's Hayward Motors, Norvado, and Nelson Lumber and Floor to Ceiling. For all the details, visit HaywardAreaChamber.com.
Get ready, Northwoods! Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Maybe all I got's this beat up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. Don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me is my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. Strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
They have a really good variety.
Your country, now, online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see, but I don't mind being the guy with the girl. No, it's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. Like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing.
Muskie 101.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. 'Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late, dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair, eating burnt suppers the whole first year, and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, 'cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. Look into those eyes so deep in love and drink it up, 'cause that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff. I'm
talking with Marshall Savitsky, the chief of police for the city of Hayward, and we just got a few, I don't know, random topics we're going to be talking about. You really didn't have too much of a police report to give us, although, you know, we were talking earlier about some of the break-ins of cars and vehicles that have happened recently. Just share a little bit about that and maybe what we can do to prevent people from breaking into our vehicles.
Yeah. Each summer it seems like there's a series of car break-ins, and the month of August was pretty tough on the city PD. We had, just in one day alone, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., in the middle of the day, we had maybe a dozen car break-ins reported, and those people were apprehended later on in the evening. But, you know, when people leave their cars unlocked on these side streets in town, especially when there's no street lamps or it's unlit or there's nobody out walking around, people are wandering these streets in all evenings or all hours of the day, and you know, people will rummage through your cars and take what they want and close it up, and you won't even know until the next time you get in your car.
Right, yeah. So these were mostly unlocked cars.
They were all unlocked cars.
All unlocked.
One of the families, I said, we have stay-at-home jobs. We work over the computer. They reported a couple days later because they don't drive that often, and their sunglasses are missing. And so it's really unfortunate.
Little stuff. Yeah,
Generally, juveniles are taking people's makeup or cologne and sunglasses, things that, you know, phone chargers that they can use.
Well, lock your vehicles, people of Hayward. This isn't Mayberry. We don't have a Barney Fife running around with one bullet.
No. Nope. We have two.
We have two.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Man. Well, what else you got going on that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, summer's winding down. We're looking at our last big event of the year. That's the Check 40 that's coming up this upcoming weekend on the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
They're kicking off 10 a.m. They're starting downtown Hayward, and they're ending out in the county.
Yeah.
You got Main Street will be blocked off, blocked 63 off, Railroad, and then they'll be heading out 77 out of the town. So we're looking forward to that. After this interview today, actually, I'm heading up to the sheriff's office to meet with all the teams that are involved. Sheriff's office, the Check 40 group, a lot of the volunteers will be there. So this is one of several meetings that we've had leading up to this event. And it's like anything else. It's like a mini Berkey, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
it's a pretty simple event for us because, of course, the first 10 minutes of the event, and they're out of town. They're gone.
Yeah.
And so then town goes back to normal. But, like, for Berkey, it ends in town. Throughout the day, there's waves and waves of skiers coming. So
hours and hours.
This is kind of a gasp of fresh air for us in the city, you know, able to breathe a little bit. But, it'll be an exciting event, and we always look forward to it. It always brings in a pretty good crowd, and you know, streets just lined with spectators. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that gush of wind that comes through those downtown buildings is, yeah, you know, blow the head off your head. So
right,
people really look forward to it, and so do we at the PD. So
yep. And then the following week, I think it's Fall Fest, right?
Yep, Fall Fest is coming up the following weekend, and that's downtown will be closed off as always. It's kind of same setup as Muskie Festival, right, with vendors and,
yep,
people coming and selling their fall decorations and kettle corn and things like that. It's an all-day event, and it's pretty low-key. It seems like it always rains that weekend, though, so hopefully we have good weather for it this year,
well,
but we'll see.
And hopefully it won't be like Muskie Fest where we had that strong
the tsunami
draft that came through. And
too many tents were lost that day, and people who had items to sell, pottery and stuff like that, glass items, they all fell over and broke in the wind during Muskie Fest. So I really hope we have good weather for the people selling at Fall Fest this year.
Yep. And then the next weekend, I think Cable has their Fall Festival. That won't affect much here, but we should be able to see some increased, you know, visitors from the area as they head up towards Cable and pass through. And then the following week after that,
the Great Cranberry Festival.
Oh, yes.
Stone Lake.
That's kind of like the last hurrah for the area.
It is. It is. After that, all the resorts start closing down, and they go to their winter hours and winter menus. Unfortunately, all the bigger items on the menus go away for us locals. But, no, it's kind of something we look forward to. Unfortunately, summer's ending, but it makes it a lot easier for the rest of us who kind of keep this community rolling.
Sure. Yep. And then there's
the Suicide Awareness Walk that's put on by Health and Human Services is coming up on September 26th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. that day. So we'll be involved with that. All the law enforcement groups will be. Of course, we see the raw end of that deal. So we definitely support that awareness, and looking forward to a lot of people coming out for that.
Yeah. Okay. Got about a minute. What else do you got?
We can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Let me pause this so we can pause. And then you mentioned there is a fundraiser coming up for the police department at Lakewood Cafe.
Yep, Lakewood's Cafe and the family restaurant. The owner reached out to me and said that he wanted to have another fundraiser for us again this year, as he did last year.
Okay.
Last year we had it in November, and I think we raised about $6,400. He matched every penny that was...
No way.
Yep, every penny. He matched it that was given that day. So if you went in there and bought a $20 meal, a full $20 goes back to the police department.
Yeah.
That could be for anything, for equipment upgrades to overtime for some enforcement in an area where crimes are happening, like, you know, burglaries into cars or whatever. But
what's the date on that?
It's going to be December 16th. It'll be an all-day affair again, so 6 a.m. to, I think they close at 9 or 10 p.m., so breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All proceeds go to the City of Hayward Police Department, and again, it's for upgrades for equipment or whatever else that we may need.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that.
You'll
see us in aprons serving coffee and whatever else.
Oh, good.
His family has some other restaurants around the area all over the state, including Ladysmith, and they've been doing it for forever, I guess, at these other restaurants. So it's new for us here in Hayward still, but this will be the second year for it. So
Very
we're looking forward
cool.
to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to talk about that as December comes closer as well. So.
Yep.
Well, Marshall, thank you for coming in and chatting with us, and we'll see you next month.
See you next month.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely. Yeah. Making girl tonight might be your
one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
left here, boy, take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, yeah. 16. Now that I can drive, finally feel alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21. Oh, when I'm 21. Couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. The city of Shell Lake is working to determine where a recently donated sculpture could be placed. Amid debate among residents, reports the Sawyer County Record. At their August meeting, the Plan Commission heard input from community members on their recommendation to place the sculpture of a woman paddleboarding with her dog in Memorial Park, with some arguing it didn't belong in a park created for veterans, and others arguing the park is used by the general public. The commission unanimously voted to recommend accepting the sculpture and creating a committee to decide where to place it. Spooner Health is inviting area residents to schedule an appointment for one of their upcoming flu shot clinics over the next few weeks. The first clinic will be held at the Washburn County Fairgrounds on September 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Health officials say three people in St. Croix County and at least one person in La Crosse County have West Nile virus. On average, there are 18 cases of West Nile virus each year in Wisconsin. Last year, though, Wisconsin had nearly double that number. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also distributing free drug testing strips. Joanne Krulatz reports.
More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Some patchy fog possible early. Otherwise, partly sunny skies and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Right now, it's 57.
Musky 101.
Okay, if you haven't, again, have a kazoo and you'd like to get one, send me a text message either through the Civic Media app or at 715-624-7889. We'll get you one.
If I live to be 100 and never see the seven wonders, that'll be all right. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm clueless and I'm clumsy, but I've got friends that love me, and they know.
Best country.
101.1.
Musky 101. Stop it.